Let's,
我们唱诗414首。
Let's all sing hymn 414. We will now pray.
圣经里面的祷告有两种。
There are two types of prayer recorded in the Bible.
一种悟性祷告。
One is with understanding.
第二个是灵言祷告。
Second is with in spirituality.
让我们现在要跪下来祷告。
So now we will pray together.
神的灵降临，我们会说方言跟神交通。
So when the Spirit of God falls upon us, we will speak in tongue to communicate with Him.
这是跟神最直接，最有力量的一种体验。
This is the most direct and most powerful experience.
让我们现在一起跪下来祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray together.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all.
请我们来看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's all turn to 1 Thessalonians.
第一章
Chapter 1
第九节
Verse 9
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第九节
First Thessalonians Chapter 1 Verse 9
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神要服侍那又真又活的神第十节
10
等候他的儿子从前降临就是他从死里复活那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣这两节圣经节告诉我们从属灵的观点来看人生只有三件事情
From these two verses, from a spiritual point of view, there are only three things in life.
第一个就是要归向神
The first is to turn to God.
第二个就是要服侍神
Second is to serve him.
那第三个就是等候神。
The third is to wait for God.
啊，也就是我们人活着不能够没有神。
Which is also meaning that when we are living, we cannot live without God.
如果人活着没有神，这种生活基本上是没有目的的，没有意义的，也没有价值。
When a person lives without God, then life has no meaning, no purpose, and no value.
哦，人是神造的。
Humans are created by God.
唯有回到神的话语上，才能够找到神造人要做什么。
Only returning to the Word of God will we know what is the purpose of Him creating men.
离开神，人就找不到人活着要做什么。
If we depart from God, we will not be able to find what it is that we are to do.
所以我们看到这个世代很幸福，也是很可怜。
So we see that in this world, there are some pitiful things and some very wonderful things.
所谓幸福，就是从物质的观点来看，大家活着非常的丰盛。
To be blessed means from a material point of view, people have abundant lives.
但是很可惜的就是这只是几十年而已。
But unfortunately, this only lasts a few years.
很多人就沉迷在现在物质的快乐，没有想将来要发生什么事情。
Many people live in the moment now without knowing what will happen in the future.
那其实物质会过去的。
But as we know, material things will all leave us.
那只有回到神的话语来，找一个更有价值的追求。
Will we find a more meaningful value and pursuit?
就是在灵界里面的。
Which is in spirit form.
就是在追求神。
Which is to pursue after God.
服侍神。
To serve him.
然后等候神。
And to wait for him.
在我们离开世界的那一天，他来带我们回到天国去。
And the day that we depart from this world, he will take us up to heaven.
那这样的人生才是有目标的，才是有意义的。
Only this kind of life has meaning, has purpose, and has a goal.
所以我们这个世代很幸福，但是很可怜，因为很多人活着没有神。
So although we are blessed in this society, it is very unfortunate that many of us live without God.
他以为人死了就结束了。
They believe that once a person dies, that is the end.
不知道人死了是另外一个生命的开始。
And not knowing that once a person dies, it's a new beginning.
那是一个属灵世界的开始。
And it's a beginning of in the spiritual realm.
今生就是为着来世在做准备。
And our life now in the present is in preparation for our life in the future.
这个是圣经给我们一个很重要的人生观。
This is a very important aspect of life in the Bible.
那到底要怎么来服侍神？
So how do we serve God?
服侍神需要学习。
To serve God, we must learn.
我们今天早上要从约书亚来学一些属灵的教训。
So this morning we will learn from Joshua some of the spiritual teachings.
神要给以色列百姓那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
God was to give the Israelites a land filled with milk and honey.
所以以色列百姓几百年来就是要得到那一块地。
So for all these hundreds of years, the Israelites await to receive that land.
摩西把他们从埃及带出来。
And Moses took them out of Egypt.
那约书亚把他们带进到迦南地。
And Joshua took them into the land of Canaan.
所以以色列百姓能出埃及进到迦南地，这是摩西跟约书亚两代之间工作一个继续的结果。
So for the Israelites to leave Egypt and enter into the land of Canaan is the result of Moses and Joshua's two generations' work.
今天那一块牛奶与蜜之地就是神的国。
And this land filled with milk and honey is the land, is the kingdom of God.
主耶稣说，神的国就在你的内心里面。
As Jesus said, the kingdom of God is in your heart.
当神的国完全实现。
When the kingdom of God is revealed.
我们的心是充满着公义、平安、喜乐。
Then our hearts will be filled with righteousness, peace, and joy.
公义就是没有罪。
Justice meaning there is no sin.
平安就是平静安稳，没有忧虑。
Peace meaning there
没有害怕。
There is no worries and there is no fear.
因为神跟我们同在。
Because God is with us.
喜乐就是完全的满足。
Joy is complete satisfaction.
如果我们没有罪，平安喜乐，这种生活就是在地如天。
Have peace and joy, then this kind of life is like living in heaven.
这是神要给我们的。
This is what God was to grant us.
这是牛奶与蜜之地。
This is the land filled with milk and honey.
这是我们人生值得追求的。
This is what is worthy of our pursuit.
那一块牛奶与蜜之地也是指的教会。
That plot of land with milk and honey also refers to the church.
如果我们翻开圣经看使徒教会。
If we open up the Bible and refer to the apostolic times.
当神的国完全在教会实现。
When the kingdom of God is revealed in the church.
教会里面是没有罪的。
There is no sin in church.
教会里面是充满着平安的。
Church is filled with peace.
其实在大患难中也充满平安。
Even under great turbulence, there is peace.
因为神与他们同在。
Because God is with them.
教会是充满着喜乐的。
Church is filled with joy.
因为神满足了他们。
Because God has given them satisfaction.
所以我们今天教会圣工的目标不在于硬体建筑物。
Our purpose and our goal of in church is not on the structure.
我们圣工的目标在乎是神的国完全在教会实现。
Our goal is that the kingdom of God is revealed in the church.
这是属灵的。
This is spiritual.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工。
So when we do holy work in the church.
最后的目标就是要神的国降在地上，如在天上。
Our purpose is for God's kingdom to be revealed on earth.
每一个人来到教会能够享受那牛奶与蜜的恩典。
So that every one of us coming to church can enjoy this land filled with milk and honey.
那这需要上一代的努力，也需要下一代的努力。
But this requires the efforts of the past generation as well as the present generation.
也就是摩西那一代，还有约书亚这一代。
Which is the generation of Moses and the generation of Joshua.
那摩西对这件事情有相当的了解。
And Moses is very familiar and aware of this matter.
所以摩西在出埃及不多久，他就拣选一个少年人叫做约书亚，做他的帮手。
So not long after departing from Egypt, Moses had appointed a youth to help him.
为着就是要训练约书亚将来能够继续摩西的工作，把以色列百姓带进牛奶与蜜之地。
The purpose is to train Joshua so that he can continue the work of Moses and lead them into the land of milk and honey.
主耶稣出来传道里不多久，他就拣选十二个使徒。
Jesus came out to preach, and not long after he had appointed 12 disciples.
为的就是当他离开世界回到天国的时候，这个使徒能够把工作继续完成。
The purpose is so that when he departs this world, that these 12 disciples can continue his work.
所以我们在教会里面看到年轻的一代逐渐参与圣工，这是好的事情。
So in church we see a younger generation participating in holy work, which is a very good thing.
因为这将来要成为教会的主要的力量。
Because in the future they will become the main force of the church.
但是年轻的一代要把教会带到牛奶与蜜之地，本身要先接受训练跟学习。
But for this younger generation to lead everyone into this land of milk and honey, they need training.
使我们在神面前能够配得过神所托付我们的工作。
So that we are able to do the work that has been appointed to us by God.
因此摩西要离世之前。
So before Moses departed from the world,
神就拣选约书亚继承摩西的工作。
God appointed Joshua to continue the work of Moses.
那到底约书亚在这个四十年当中他学了什么？
So throughout these 40 years, what is it that Joshua learned?
这个也让我们知道说我们在教会里面要做圣工，到底我们需要学什么？
This also teaches us when we are working in the church, what is it that we are supposed to learn?
先看出埃及记十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 17.
出埃及记十七章。
Exodus chapter 17.
第八节
Verse 8
出埃及记十七章第八节
Exodus 17 verse 8
那是亚玛利人在利非定和以色列人征战第九节
9
摩西对约书亚说你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上第十节
Verse 10
约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行和亚玛利人征战这个地方说亚玛利人来跟以色列人征战。
Here mentions that the Amalekites came to attack the Israelites.
亚玛利人是以扫的后代。
The Amalekites were the descendants of Esau.
这个代表情欲，以扫。
This refers to the flesh.
那以色列人是神的选民。
The Israelites is the chosen ones of God.
所以这两个不能共存。
So these two cannot dwell together.
啊，如果以色列人没有把他们打败，他们就把以色列人消灭。
So if the Israelites do not get rid of them, the Amalekites will get rid of the Israelites.
但是在这件事情上，我们可以从另外一点来，另外一个观点来看。
But from this matter, we can see, view it from a different perspective.
到底约书亚在学什么？
What is it that Joshua is to learn here?
在这个整个打战的过程当中，
Throughout this whole process of battle,
我们可以看到一个团队的服侍。
We can see a service of being in a group. A teamwork.
今天我们在教会里面服侍。
So today when we are in church and when we are serving God,
是一种团队的服侍。
It is a work of teamwork.
所以圣经说两个比一个好。
Because the Bible mentions that two is better than one.
三股合成的绳子不容易被折断。
Three joints into a rope which is hard to break.
但是这个团队的服侍，教会跟公司又不太一样。
But this kind of teamwork is a little different from that of work at our jobs.
公司有权，教会没有权。
Jobs, there's authority, the church has no authority.
所以这个教会里面的团队侍奉是出于对神的敬畏。
So this teamwork in the church is through the worship of God, to the fear of God.
还有我们内心被神所感动。
And also through our motivation in our heart.
有的人很有才能。
Some people are gifted.
但是他没有办法跟人合作。
But they are unable to work with others.
那就很难在教会里面服侍。
Then it is difficult for that person to work in church.
那我们仔细看这一场征战，这个团队是有次序的。
As we can see in this battle, teamwork has a process.
次序 order.
Procedure.
Order. 摩西他是年纪比较大的。
As we see, Moses is advanced in age.
他告诉这个约书亚。
And he tells Joshua.
说你为我们选出人来出去跟亚玛力人征战。
He says, choose some men to go fight with the Amalekites.
然后我要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
And I will hold the staff of God in my hand on top of the mountain.
第十节约书亚就照着摩西所说的去行。
So in verse 10, Joshua did as told, as ordered, and went and did it.
所以这个有一个次序。
So there is an order here.
就是年老的一辈跟年轻的一辈到底他们要做什么是有一个次序的。
Just at the older ones tells the younger ones what it is that they need to do.
那约书亚就拿着刀下去打战。
So Joshua took his sword to go into battle.
这个是很辛苦的，很危险的。
This is very hard work and difficult.
但是这是一种训练。
But this is a type of training.
这是一种顺服。
This is a type of willingness.
但是摩西他就站在山顶上。
But Moses stands on top of the hill.
拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
Holding the staff of God on top of the hill.
我们今天在教会服事有一些比较需要体力的要比较辛苦的工作应该要有年轻的一代来做。
As we can see in church, some of the work requires more physical strength and we require that from the youth.
我们人服事神的开始像神拣选以利沙第一件事情不是学怎么样行神迹。
As we serve God, just as God had chosen Elisha, the first thing is not how to perform a miracle.
第一件事情是学习服侍以利亚。
The first thing that Elisha learned was to serve Elijah.
拿水倒水给以利亚洗手。
And he would pour water for Elijah to wash his hands.
所以这个在告诉我们，我们在教会里面服侍要从谦卑开始。
Tells us that in the church, when we serve, we must start with humility.
谦卑才能够顺服。
In order to submit, we must be humble.
那顺服才有次序。
In order to have order, there must be submission.
那有次序才能有团队的服事。
And in order to have teamwork, there must be submission and order.
比方说，我们在教会现在开这个 NYTS。
For example, in church, we are holding the National Youth Theological Seminar.
那如果都五六十岁的人到机场去载
？If only the 50 and 60 year old members go to the airport to pick up these students.
当然这个也是在做圣工。
Of course, this is also doing holy work.
但这是有一点问题。
But then there lies in a problem.
为什么？
Why?
因为年轻的一代的人。
Because the younger generation.
大部分都很会开车，你要到哪里玩，都可以开整个晚上去。
They mostly could drive very well. Wherever you want to take them, they can take drive all night if needed.
那这个比较辛苦的工作应该由年轻一代人来做。
So this more physical work should be done and performed by the younger youth.
又好像说教会里面煮饭。
Just like, for example, cooking in the church.
当然六七十岁的人也可以煮饭。
Of course, the 60 and 70 year olds can cook.
但是如果我们教会里面煮饭都是六七十岁的，这个代表这个教会有问题。
But if it's all that you see doing the cooking, then there lies a problem in the church.
因为这个比较辛苦。
Because this is toilsome work.
所以应该是由年轻一代来做。
So it should be performed by the younger generation.
那年纪大的要做什么？
So what should the elderly do?
这里说摩西拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
Here says Moses took the staff of God on top of the hill.
哦，摩西，这个神的杖代表什么？
What does the staff of God refer to?
代表神应许，要神的应许。
It represents the promise of God.
神应许什么？
What is the promise of God?
他要跟以色列百姓同在。
That he will abide with the Israelites.
所以这根杖代表神的权柄。
So this staff also refers to the authority of God.
然后他高举这一根杖。
So he holds up the staff.
他举的这根杖，那耶稣也就打胜仗。
So when he raises the staff, the Israelites will win the battle.
他放下来，耶稣也就打败。
When he lowers the staff, Joshua will lose the battle.
所以我们今天在教会年纪大的，比体力上比较没有办法承担这个很重的工作的人，我们需要为着圣工来代祷。
So those who are advanced in age, who cannot have the physical strength to do the work, should pray for the work.
比方说我们礼拜六的10点到10点半有一个自由参加的祷告会。
For example, every Sabbath morning we have a 10 to 10:30 volunteered prayer session.
我们很期待看到很多年纪大的人，他没有办法实际去参与工作，能够早一点到教会来祷告。
We really hope to see the older members in church who are not able to physically participate in the work come and pray.
教会里面圣工能不能做成，当然需要有人实际去做。
Of course, we need a person who can physically do the work in order for the work to continue.
宣道、牧养都是一样。
Same with pastoring or preaching.
但是到最后能不能做成，不是工作本身的人能决定的。
But at the end, in order for the work to be successful, is not determined on whether or not the person can do the work.
这需要有人像摩西一样上到山上，举手祷告，不断的代祷。
We need to have people who are like Moses,on top of the hill with a staff praying.
那这两代这样合作起来，亚玛利人就被打败了。
With these combined forces of the generations, then the Amalekites will be defeated.
所以约书亚在继承摩西的工作之前所经历第一个操练就是团队的服事。
So the first trial and training that Joshua went through is the work of teamwork.
年轻人承担最辛苦最危险的工作。
The youth will go and fight the most dangerous work.
年纪大的承担最重要的工作。
And the elderly will be in charge of the most important work.
就是举起圣洁的手，抓住神的应许，不断的代祷。
Which is to raise your hands and hold on to the promise of God and to pray.
我们看出埃及记24章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
约书亚的第二个学习。
This is the second training of Joshua.
出埃及记的24章。
Exodus chapter 24.
12节。
Verse 12.
神对摩西说：“你上山到我这里来，住在这里，我要将石板并我所写的律法跟诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。”这里神对摩西说：“你要上到我这里来。”
So here the Lord tells Moses, "Come up to me."
那为什么神一定要显现在山上呢？
Why did God choose the mountain?
这是有属灵的预表的。
This is a representation in the spirit.
山比较高。
Because the mountain is high.
所以要上到山，你要往上爬。
So you need to climb upward.
那往上爬，你就离开了这个俗世尘世。
So when you climb upward, you depart from the world.
那爬到了山上，神就把这个诫命要拿给摩西。
Climbing up the mountain, then God hands over the commands to Moses.
因为神跟以色列百姓已经立约了。
Because there's already a between God, between the Israelites and God, there's already a promise.
就是我要接纳你做我的百姓。
Which is that I agree to take you as my people.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one condition.
你要遵守我的诫命。
You must abide my law.
所以现在神要把这个诫命交给摩西。
So now God hands the law over to Moses.
我们看十三节。
Let's turn to verse 13.
摩西和他帮手约书亚起来上了神的山。
So Moses set out with his aide Joshua.
然后十五节。
Verse 14.
摩西上山，有云彩把山遮盖。十六节。
16.
神的荣耀停于西乃山，云彩遮盖山六天，第七天他从云中召了摩西。第十七节。
17.
神的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前形状如烈火。十八节。
18.
摩西进入云中上山，在山上四十昼夜。这个摩西上到山上啊，结果神的荣耀啊停在这个山上。
So the Moses went up to the mountain, and then the glory of God remained at the mountain.
所以摩西上到山上就是去观看神的荣耀。
So Moses came, went up to the mountain to be face to face with the glory of God.
你知道我们在世界上最满足的一种享受是什么？
Do you know what is the most satisfying contentment in the world?
不是从吃来的。
It is not from food.
也不是从喝来的。
It is not from drink.
也不是从到哪个名胜点去旅游来的。
It is not to go and tour and sightsee.
也不是听什么音乐。
It is not to listen to any type of music.
我们活在世界上最大的满足是我们看到神的荣耀。
The most enjoyment that we have in the world is to see the glory of God.
彼得跟主耶稣上到变帽山。
Peter went up to the Mount of Transfiguration with Jesus.
他看到主耶稣容貌放光，衣服洁白。
He saw Jesus with a glowing garment.
他说：“我们在这里真好。”
And he said, "We are. It is so great to be here."
然后有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
And then a voice came down saying, "This is my beloved son, whom I love."
那过了几十年，彼得到年纪大的时候，在写那个彼得前后书。
So after a few years, when Peter went to write the books of 1st and 2nd Peter.
他所看到那个神的主耶稣变貌那种荣耀，还有神很有能力的声音，还一直敲在他的心中。
The view and the moment that he saw and saw the glory of God still remained in his heart.
今天我们为什么能够服侍神？
Today, why is it that we can serve God?
因为我们在教会里面大家都是义工。
Because everyone are volunteers in the church.
我们从教会没有得到什么报偿。
We do not get any kind of repayment from the church.
事实上我们在湾区大家上班都很辛苦。
In reality, in the Bay Area, everyone works hard at their jobs.
如果我们今天在教会服侍神是因为不得已的。
But if we are to serve God because we are forced.
我们没有办法享受我们的服侍。
We will not be able to enjoy our service.
我们也没有办法从服侍里面真的去得到满足。
We will not be able to gain content from our service.
一直到我们能够看到那种属灵的荣耀，属灵的美，那种在吸引我们的时候，我们的服事就变成很有力量。
Until that spiritual beauty and glory can attract us, that's when our service becomes wonderful.
我们教会的过去，在过去是慈济功德会。
The chapel next to our church and one more down from our next to the church is a Chinese Buddhist church.
它那个背后是佛。
And behind it is a Buddha.
但是它能够吸引很多人去行善事。
But yet it attracts many people to do good deeds.
它里面没有神啊。
There's no God in that church.
那为什么没有神的一个佛的机构可以吸引很多人去做？
Why is it that a Buddha,
做他们那个义工？
A Buddha in their church can attract so many to do good deeds.
这个有灵里面的原因。
There's an outer surface reason as well as a spiritual reason to that.
因为不是在敬拜神，都是其他的灵的一种工作。
Because not worshiping God is the work of another form of spirit.
那今天我们在教会里面在服侍神。
But today in the church when we are serving God.
那个最重要的一个动力不是谁鼓励我。
The most important motivation is not who is it that's encouraging us.
那最重要的一个动力就是因为神。
The greatest motive is because of God.
我对神的认识。
Because of our understanding of God.
我对神的这种 体验。
Our own experience of God.
我对神的一种羡慕。
Our inspiration to be like God.
那这种就是从体验来的。
So this comes from experience.
所以约书亚跟摩西爬到那个西乃山。
So when Joshua went with Moses to Mount Sinai.
这一种经验是人 很少经历过的。
This experience is not often experienced by people.
保罗去过第三层天。
Paul went to the third heaven.
他说那是好得无比的。
He said that is beyond comparison.
是我灵魂去呢，还是肉体去呢？我不知道。
Is it his spirit went or his physical body went? We don't know.
但是他看过第三层天以后，他整个人生观改变。
But when he saw the third heaven, his whole concept of life changed.
这个世界好像粪土一样。
This earth is just like dust.
不是世界没有价值。
There's no value in this world.
世界很有价值。
It's not that there is no value. There is value.
但是第三层天那个经验告诉他，是那个第三层天的那个价值比世界来讲，那太大，大到世界变成粪土。
But because of his experience in the third heaven, it told him that it's much greater than what we have in this world. It's almost like comparing to dust.
所以今天我们在神面前的服事要能够持久，因能够服事到我们离世为止，我们一定要对神有体验，有感受。
So in order for us to serve God until the end of our life, we must have experience with God.
所以我们的服事已经超越周围的人群，是直接我跟神的关系。
So our service surpasses those among us. It is direct contact with God.
那这样啊，我们的服事会很有力量。
And in this way, our service will be filled with strength.
所以看我们看那个遍帽山上那见到主耶稣遍帽那三个人。
So when we refer to on the Mount of Transfiguration, the three people that were with Jesus.
彼得、雅各、约翰。
There was Peter, Jacob, and Peter, Jacob, and John.
好，那这三个人呢、啊，都服侍神，服侍到死。
So these three people served God till their death.
而且到最后都是为主耶稣殉道。
And they served and for God.
从物质上观点来讲，他什么都没有得到。
So from a physical point of view, they did not receive anything.
名利享受什么都没有。
They did not have any kind of reputation, enjoyment, or anything.
但是从属灵上来讲。
But from a spiritual point of view,
他们得到最宝贵的。
They received the most precious.
就是能够到天上享受那种荣耀。
Which is to enjoy the glory of heaven.
所以我们在教会做生活不是说、啊、你安排什么我就做什么。
So when we do work in the church, it is not what you tell us to do, we will do.
这种服事缺乏一个动机在里面。
This kind of service lacks motivation.
所以我们的服事是不断的去靠近神。
So when we serve, we must draw closer to God.
有神在感动我们。
So that God can move us.
这样我们来在教会里面服事。
So that we can serve in the church.
那这种服事叫生命的服事，是很有力量的。
And this kind of service is the service of life, which is very powerful.
这个是我们现在需要的。
This is what we need at this time.
在工作的背后有一个很强烈的动机，那个动机就是出于神。
And behind the works, there's this strong force, and that force comes from God.
我们知道 ，and 我们体验到神的美好来服侍他。
We know and we can experience the wonderful being of God.
所以每一个人在教会要承担重要的圣工，都需要爬到山上去观赏神的荣耀，被他吸引。
So all of us who are handling church matters should climb up to the mountain to see God's glory.
来看到主耶稣遍帽的那一种满足。
To have that satisfaction of seeing Jesus' transfiguration.
那我们的服事就能够超越世界。
And then our service will surpass this world.
事实上，我们看在教会里面。
As we see reality in the church.
有人退休以后啊，就搬到全部都是退休的人地方去。
Some of us who retire will move to an area where they're filled with all the retired people.
但是你发现，有的人退休以后就开始想，我要怎么服侍神。
But we also see some people who retire will start to think, how should I serve God?
为什么会有这么大的差别呢？
Why is there such a big difference?
因为我们平常如果对神没有体验。
Because if we do not have any kind of experience from God.
我们退休就退休了，我们就讲我很辛苦工作，我在世界上想我最后的几年。
We retire and we just will think about just what I should do in the last remaining years of life.
但是如果我们平常对神有很深的体验
But if we have great experience from God
我们很想服侍神
We have that eagerness to serve God
但是因为工作的需要没有办法服侍神
But because of the requirement of our jobs We are unable to serve
所以我们退休以后我们就觉得说这是一个好机会把我最后的一段时间来服侍神
So when we retire We will think this is a great opportunity To devote my time Remaining life in this world to serve God
所以你看有的人退休后非常热心在做圣工
So you can see some people who retire Will work zealously for God
这个就是平常对神有体验的人
This is because these people Ordinarily have experienced God
那这种人生是最后一段最美
And this kind of life is The ending of his life is the most beautiful
因为这一段是花给神
Because this time was carved out for God
这是我们在教会很愿意看到更多人这样做
So we really hope to see more people in the church like so
我们看民数记13章
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 13
约书亚的第三个训练
This is the third training of Joshua
民数记13章
Numbers chapter 13
三十节
30
加勒在摩西面前、安抚百姓说我们立刻上去那地把我们足能得胜三十一节
31
那些和他同去的人说我们不能上去攻击那民因为他们比我们强壮这里在提到十二个探子去窥探迦南
Here it mentions 12 spies exploring the land of Canaan
回来以后
When they came back,
有两种的报告。
There are two types of report.
他们的报告有一个共同点。
There's one point of similarity in their reports.
就是那一块地确实是牛奶鱼蜜之地。
That land is indeed filled with milk and honey.
而且我们抬回来这一串葡萄这么大就是证明。
And we've taken the strand of grape to show you.
但是这一点之外两个就不报告就不一样。
But aside from this, the reports were different.
约书亚跟这个迦勒他的报告
Joshua and Caleb had a different report
说那一块地非常好
They said that land is great
我们看14章的第七节
Let's turn to chapter 14 verse 7
这个是约书亚讲的
This is what Joshua said
对以色列全会众我们所窥探那地是极美之地
He said to the whole people the land we pass through is explored that we explore is exceedingly good
第八节
Verse 8,
神若喜悦我们就将我们带进那地把那个地赐给我们那原来是牛奶鱼蜜之地
That if the land is, the Lord is pleased then he will lead us into the land flowing with milk and honey
那十个人讲完之后就讲那个不好了我没有办法得胜以后大家就哭起来就闹起来就发愿连要回埃及
Because when the other ten spies reported how they are unable to go into the land everyone started to weep and started to rumble in returning back to Egypt
到底这个在讲什么
What is this telling us?
到最后只有这两个人能够进迦南地。
That in the end, only these two people can enter the land of Canaan.
神所用继承摩西的就是这个两个当中的一个约书亚。
And one of these two is Joshua, who was chosen by God.
我们在教会里面服侍神一定会有困难。
When we serve God in the church, we will definitely run into difficulty.
你看以色列百姓出埃及跨过红海走旷野路跨过约旦河全部都是困难
As we see the Israelites had to pass through the Red Sea pass through the wilderness pass through dry land this is all difficult terrain
但是 问题的关键不是困难
But the problem does not lie with its difficulty
问题是这一条路是神要他们走的
The problem is that this land was for God for them to walk on.
神是无所不能的神。
God is omnipotent.
所以这两个年轻人，他能够看到神的应许，能够抓住神的应许，所以他对事情的看法非常的正面跟积极。
So because these two individuals can grasp on to the promise of God, they had a different point of view toward this matter.
但是这个十个人
But these other two, ten spies,
他们只看困难，他没有看到神的能力跟应许。
They only saw the difficulty. They did not see the promise of God.
所以他讲的话很消极，很悲观。
So They were very pessimistic.
一切美善的恩赐，全备的赏赐，都是从神来的。
All the blessings and all the abundant grace comes from God.
他是众光之父。
Because this is the father of abundance.
他是人希望的来源。
This is the source of hope of humankind.
所以我们今天在教会，怎么我们能够承续圣工呢？
So how can we continue the work in the church?
首先我们要确定的是，这是不是神的旨意。
First, we must first establish whether or not this is
the
will of God. If this is the will of God,
就没有一个困难不可以被克服。
Then there is no difficulty that we cannot surpass.
我们买这个会堂200多万。
We purchased this chapel for over $2 million.
我们现堂只有两年了。
And we've only had about 2 years since dedication of the church.
我们到现在已经差不多全部付完了。
Up to this point, we've nearly paid off our entire debt.
在神无所不能。
Because in God, there is nothing that cannot be done.
所以如果这个是神的旨意。
So if this is the will of God.
虽然原来这个教会也很多人要买。
Even though in the beginning, many people wanted this church.
甚至出的钱比我们出的还高。
Even had higher offers than us.
但是因为神要给我们。
But because God wanted to give this to us.
所以那个教会就是只要卖给我们。
So the seller sold it to us only.
这个是给我们非常清楚的体验。
This is a very clear experience.
圣工最重要是看清楚神要我们做什么。
Holy works, most important thing is to see what we should do.
困难不需要考虑。
No worries or consideration of the difficulty.
我们走在神的道路上，神一定会带领。
We walk on the path of God, God will guide us.
这样我们才能够跨过红海，行过迦南，行过这个旷野，进到迦南。
This is how we can pass through the Red Sea, go through the wilderness, and enter into Canaan.
所以那一批没有信心的那一代，就在旷野绕40年，全部都死了，新的一代才能够进到迦南。
So that generation without faith has walked in the wilderness for 40 years and died.
所以圣经是有积极思想的。
So there's a great thinking, logical thinking in the Bible.
Positive
thinking.
圣经的积极思想是什么？
What is the positive thinking?
在神岂有难成的事呢？
How there is no matter that is difficult in the eyes of God.
只要神愿意，没有一件事情是困难。
As long as God is willing, there is nothing that cannot be done.
所以我们抓住这句话，我们的思想就很积极。
As long as we hold firm to this phrase, we will be able to have a positive thought.
这个是我们服侍神一种很重要的操练。
So this is a very important trial that we must go through when we serve God.
请我们再看弥数记的14章。
Let's turn back to Numbers chapter 14. There's a verse that talked about the son of Joshua, Nun, who did not leave.
在摩西进到以色列百姓会众当中。
When Moses went back to the people of the Israelites.
只有一个少年人没有离开会幕。
There was one youth who did not leave.
就是约书亚没有离开会幕。
Which is Joshua.
这件事情让我们想到一个很重要的教训。
This lets us remember of an important teaching.
会幕代表什么？
What is the tabernacle?
会幕今天代表教会。
That represents the church.
教会是神所同在的地方。
And that is where God is that dwells.
所以我们今天在教会里面服侍神。
So today when we are serving in the church.
如果说大家来我们就来，大家走我们就走。
If people come, we come. People leave, we leave.
我们能够服侍就是大家在的时候我们能服侍。
We serve when people are here.
我们就很难服侍神。
It is difficult for us to serve God.
服侍神有时候是有一点孤单的。
So sometimes when we serve God, it is lonely.
大家没有来，我们先来。
When everyone else is not here, we are here first.
如果有一个圣工很难做，我们要来祷告。
When there's a difficult task, we'll come to pray.
有时候大家走了，我们不能走。
Sometimes when people leave, we have to stay behind.
因为我们工作还没有做完。
Because we have not completed our work yet.
大家离开了，嫩的儿子约书亚不离开会幕。
So everyone has left, but the son of Joshua, Nun, still remained behind.
大家都想回家，这个是本来的。
Everyone wishes to go home, which is a reality.
但是嫩的儿子约书亚没有离开会幕，这是他的对神的一种忠心。
But because the son of Joshua stayed behind, this is his loyalty to God.
他把神的工作当作很重要。
He had viewed the matter of God as very important.
所以今天我们在教会里面需要有年轻的一代来服事。
So today in the church, we must have a younger generation to serve.
但实际在承担重要的圣工之前，需要经历操练来学习。
But before we take up this important task, we must go through training.
使我们在教会在两代之间能够合作，能够团队，使教会不断的成长。
So that these two generations in the church can combine, so that the church can continuously grow.
使我们教会啊，真的能够成为一块牛奶与蜜的迦南地。
So our church will be a land flowing with milk and honey.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
415
Sing hymn number 415. Days prior to his passing,
他说：“主耶稣如果在我让我活着。”
He said, if Jesus allow me to, a sister said, if Jesus allow me to live,
我一定要从心里面实实在在的爱神跟爱人。
Then I will truly from my heart love God and love men.
真的了解人活着为什么
？Because she truly understood what is the meaning and purpose of life.
但是他已经没有机会了。
But she no longer had the chance.
另外一个姐妹，我去看大概离世前三四天。
There was another sister whom I visited about three or four days prior to her death.
她也是四十几岁。
She was also in her 40s.
她也是这样讲。
She also said,
我很想要服侍神。
I wish I had the chance to serve God.
但是她已经到了人生的尽头。
But she had already came to the end of her life.
所以我们不要一直想。So, 我到几岁我才服侍神
Let's not think up to what age will I begin to serve God.
现在就是机会
Because now is our chance.
我们感求祷告求神感动
So we pray to let God move us.
那被选上我们就感谢乐意接受
So that if we are chosen, we should gladly accept.
那我们在服侍中不断地来学习长进
So that in our service, we can continuously grow.
是圣工发展，我们灵性也成长。
So that the holy work can progress and our spirit